Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus, who is the Christ. Amen. It's wonderful to see you all here today and see our sister Carol's back with us. I mean, she had a bad accident and was going through healing, but she had an accident, was at the library, and since that happened, they're renovating the whole library because of you, Carol, so you made a good mark there. I don't know, did you hear much grace, mercy, peace, what Jesus is telling us today? I mean, holy smoke. Many of you probably came over here, they even have Christmas carols on the radio now. They're having a jolly, holy Christmas. And you come here and you hear this. Wow! I mean, it doesn't put you in a Christmas spirit or even a Thanksgiving spirit. What's going on here? Well, I think one little sentence helps us out. Jesus, after warning his disciples and telling them what the end times is like, he said, but not a hair of your head will perish. Kind of like Jesus saying, you know, life comes at you, okay? Life, with all its beauty and its ugliness, with all the work for peace and justice and good relationships and viciousness and violence, it all comes at you, but somehow Jesus is with us. And somehow, like Julian of Norwich, the English mystic said, all will be well. Even if you can't see it, all will be well because Christ is with us. All will be well. Well, where was Jesus saying this? I mean, it's all about context. Well, he was saying this in front of the marvelous Jerusalem temple. It was magnificent. One of the wonders of the ancient world. It was gilded in gold. When the sun hit it, the Kidron Valley below Mount Zion would just light up with its beauty and its greatness. You know, it was magnificent, and even the smallest stone in the temple weighed 2 to 3 tons. And many of those big stones weighed as much as 50 tons. It looked magnificent. It looked invincible, like nothing can destroy that would last forever. It was in front of this glorious, amazing temple that Jesus said one of his predictions today. If you notice in the Gospels, Jesus doesn't usually predict. He said, well, the end of time is going to come like a thief in the night, or the kingdom of God is amongst you. Repent and believe the good news. But he doesn't give timelines. But today he kind of gives a prediction. He said, look at this magnificent temple. All the beauty. The day is coming when it will be all destroyed. Not one stone will be left upon another. All will be thrown down. Woo! Of course, you who know history know that 40 years later, the Roman emperor, the Roman general, Titus, and 80,000 Roman soldiers would destroy Jerusalem, destroy the temple, kill more than 1 million people in Jerusalem, and take another 97,000 away as captives. And only one portion of that temple remains today. It's called the Western Wall, or the Wailing Wall. You know, Joan and I had the privilege of being at that wall. Remember, Joan, 1986? We were a lot younger then. And people were there praying. Some of the Jewish people were going like this. Some had tears in their eyes. And there's cracks in those big walls, and people would take little pieces of paper and write prayers and stick prayers in the wall, and we did that too. The disciples were amazed at what Jesus said. How could this happen to this beautiful temple? Didn't look like anything could happen to it. When would this happen? But Jesus doesn't ever give a timeline. He doesn't. He was more interested in our relationships now, loving each other now, forgiving each other right now. So he replied, watch out that you are not deceived. For many will come in my name and say, I am he, and the time is near. Do not go after them. And we hear this a lot today, you know, but a certain person, a politician being the Messiah, and all this kind of idolatry. When I was in college, at Geneva College, there's a famous book called The Late Great Planet Earth by Hal Lindsey. And Hal Lindsey was saying in the book of Revelation, the eagle is America and the bear is Russia, and they're going to be a war at Armageddon and all this garbage, which isn't true. I mean, it's not happening. Or there's Tim LaHaye and Jerry Jenkins wrote the Left Behind series. Remember that Left Behind series? But the rupture, the rapture. I mean, you know, before Jesus comes, we're going to boop, boop, you're going to some disappear, and the ones who are left here, poor slobs, are going to hell. You know, he made millions of dollars on those books. They even made it into a movie. And it's all garbage. For the first 1800 years of Christianity, there was no rapture. There was talk about theology. There was no premillennialism. You know, there was a pastor named John Nelson in the 1830s, who came up with this idea. He was an Anglican pastor, and he went around and it caught on among certain people. Jesus says, don't listen to this garbage. If somebody comes to you and says the world's going to... You know, I was out front here once, and I had my collar on, and this guy's walking up the hill, and he said, well, you see that church? I said, well, I have the joy of serving there. I'm the interim pastor. He said, it won't be here at Christmas time. It's going to be all wiped out. Says it in the book of Revelation. Well, that was 6 years ago. I think he missed it by a few years. You know? Every Christmas, I'm so happy the church is still here. That's great, you know. And Jesus talks about, well, nation will fight against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be great earthquakes in various places. There will be famines and plagues, and there will be dreadful portents and great signs in heaven. You know, last time Joe and I went to Singapore, 2019, we came back. It was coronavirus, everything shut down. I hope that doesn't happen again this time. I'm praying that it won't. But what Jesus is talking about, it sounds like today. It's like nothing changes, it's like today. But these things have to happen all through history. The only thing is today we get it 24/7 on the news, on our iPod and all that kind of stuff. We see it over and over and over again. The future is unpredictable, folks. I mean, some people think, oh, they have it controlled. If you think you can control things, you're in an illusion. You can't. Life is change. And Jesus is saying today, don't let people mislead you. Jesus wants his disciples to know that the going will get tough. And he studied the lives of the apostles. I mean, they were in prison, some were killed, some were executed. I mean, people hated them, they were betrayed. At this point, I imagine some of the disciples are really sad they asked Jesus this question. He said, holy smoke, but we're hearing more than we want to hear. And you're probably thinking, wow, you know, why did I come to church today? I mean, I can watch the news and get this stuff and I don't have to hear it from the pulpit. And you're probably thinking, why would anyone want to be a disciple of Jesus if this is what happens to you? I mean, it's not, you become a disciple of Jesus, it's not all marshmallows and unicorns, you know. But here is where Jesus promises, but not a hair of your head will perish. I believe that. Promise came true for me March 9th, 1952. Because of faithful parents and Pastor Mattern at Trinity Lutheran Church in Elwood City, I was baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. You're baptized. Celebrate that. You have a new identity. Yes, we're citizens of the United States. We want to have the best country possible. But more importantly, you're citizens of heaven. You're citizens of heaven. St. Paul knew this. Joan and I, when we were in Rome, we got to see where St. Paul's prison was there. And it was just a cave underneath the ground. It was pretty stark. But St. Paul was there, and he was writing from Rome to the Philippians, and everything looked bad. It looked like he was going to get executed. As a Roman citizen, he would be crucified. They cut his head off. It's a quick death, but still a death. It looked hopeless. But what does St. Paul say? I will rejoice, for I know that through your prayers and the help of the Holy Spirit of Jesus Christ, this will turn out for the good. I am full of courage now. As always, Christ will be honored in my body, for to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Yes, the tough times come at us, and we're an older congregation. We know this. There's been very tough times in our lives, and we pray for our brothers and sisters. We're praying for them today in our prayers of the church. But not a hair of your head will perish. You know, this sounds nice. It's almost like whistling in the dark, right? But remember who said this to us. Jesus, who died and rose again, whose word goes forever and ever and beyond. He is the Christ, the Son of God. He is God, and those words are true forever. Heaven and earth will pass away. Jesus' word will last forever, forever. So to keep your eyes always on the prize. Now, John Wesley, a wonderful preacher, he helps form the Methodist Church. He was on a boat trip from England to America. He was traveling with the Moravians. Moravians are wonderful people. Baron von Zinzendorf helped form them, and they branch off of Lutherans. They were more the pietists. They want to know Jesus in your heart, and they were wonderful people. And as he was going on this boat, a terrible storm came, and it was shaking the boat, and there was white caps, and this boat was going back and forth. And he was amazed because the Moravians, they were singing praises to God in the midst of all this. And the boat obviously got through this, and Wesley went to the captain, and he said, wow. He started talking with him. And the captain said he always lived by a very simple philosophy. He said, when the sea is smooth, it will get rough. And when the sea is rough, it will get smooth. Go through the storm, you'll see the new day. And he said, but with a good ship, you will always ride it out. We have a good ship. It's called the church. We have a good pilot. His name is Jesus Christ. And he'll get us through. With Christ, who is with you always, you can always ride it out. Life is unpredictable. Christ is the same today, yesterday, and beyond forever. God is with us. Not a hair, and he's easier with me these days, not a hair of your head will perish. Christ is with us always, even to the end of the age and beyond. What a gift baptism is. What a gift the church is. What a gift Christ is to us. My favorite hymnal, not the one we use now, not the green one, but the one before that, service book and hymnal. I love that. And it would have at the end of the absolution, he who believes and is baptized will be saved. Grant this, O Lord, unto us all. Focus. Focus. Center. On Jesus Christ. Oh yeah, there's storms, and there's things that can make stuff that can make you not. But focus on Christ in the storm. on Jesus Christ. Our Savior, Jesus, is with us. And when it looks like things are terrible and things are going to fall apart, He will guide you. He will even pick you up in His arms and carry you to safety and salvation in this life and beyond. Keep the faith. Know the strength of Christ. And keep moving forward. And the peace of God that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord.